The BBC presenter and former England footballer Gary Lineker has come under fire for backing the campaign for another EU referendum, saying Brexit feels like it's going very wrong indeed. Should a presenter whose profile is enhanced by the BBC be giving political views at this time? BBC spokesperson has said Gary's not involved in any news or political output for the BBC, and as such, any expression of his personal political views does not affect the BBC's impartiality. Well, that's interesting. The commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Brendan Mulgrew with us today. Morning to you, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I must look up the BBC's editorial guidelines, but Fionnuala, maybe if you look at this, what the BBC's just said, doesn't affect the BBC's impartiality, one of the most high-profile presenters. Does this mean that, I don't know, could Hugo Duncan give his political views on Sinn Féin and the DUP, and BBC Northern Ireland would say, well, you're not a news presenter? Could anybody throughout the BBC just simply say, you know, could Graham Norton start doing it? Could anyone start doing it if they're not in the newsroom?
That's precisely why this is a really dangerous road for the BBC to go down, to let Gary Lineker use his enormous platform to publicise his own political views, which, of course, he's totally entitled to have those views. No one's arguing against that. But he is one of the BBC's most high-profile presenters. He's paid this enormous amount. He's the best-paid presenter at the BBC, more than 1.75 million. And so that gives him enormous clout and prominence. And in some ways, he kind of represents the BBC. The BBC is one of its most familiar, well-known household faces. You could say he's almost synonymous with the BBC. And the BBC is supposed to be impartial. It's supposed to fairly reflect all points of view. I should also say here, I'm no sort of angry Brexiteer. I actually voted Remain. So it's not that I have an issue necessarily with his political views. I just don't think he should be using his platform to exercise those views.
Brendan?
I think I agree with Fionnuala that he is, of course, totally entitled to hold those views, but I will go further and say that he's totally entitled to express those views as well. Otherwise, where does the line get drawn? If a commentator or presenter is well known for presenting a show about soccer, is he, and he's not allowed to talk about politics, is he allowed to talk about boxing or cycling?
It's not the same thing.
There's a huge difference, Brendan, isn't there?
Hang on a second. Why is he not allowed to express his views? Because he has a high profile. And I do suspect, you've accepted
he's one of the faces, Brendan, of the BBC. So when you have one of the faces of the BBC publicly exposing a view, does that not start to compromise the impartiality of the BBC? Let me put it a different way, Brendan.
Not when he presents a sports show, a weekly show about football. He's allowed to express a political view. Why would BBC shut down his freedom of speech? Which is what you're suggesting should happen. And if he is asked a question about Brexit, he has to say, "I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to speak about that because I work for the BBC and presenting."
I think that's fair enough.
Show about football.
Yeah, but the BBC is supposed to be impartial, to represent all sorts of views right across the board.
BBC is impartial.
But is it then when it's actually taking these kind of decisions? I'm wondering, where is the editorial control?
Where does that line get drawn then?
Is Lineker too big a star to be reined in? You know, why is he the exception? Stephen, you said, well, what if Hugo Duncan started talking about politics here? I would imagine that would not be tolerated. If any less high-profile presenter started spouting off about Brexit or any other hugely contentious political issue, I think they'd get a word in their ear. And I don't think Lineker gets a word in his ear because he's just too big to be spoken to.
Well, Stephen, you have spoken in the past about the need to encourage underachieving schools in working class areas of Belfast. Is that not you expressing your view on what is a very worthy issue as well? I don't see a difference.
Well, who would be against it? Where would be? That's like saying, let's do a debate on whether paedophilia is wrong or not. You know, there are certain issues where, you know, you're not breaking your impartiality by stating the obvious. I don't think it's anybody in the country wouldn't want to help underachieving schools.
I think freedom of speech falls into the same category.
Do you?
Let Lineker resign from his enormously well-paid job, and he can say all that he likes.
Let's put this over the news, because we're starting to get calls on this as well. Maybe you two can stay there for a few more minutes. So, Gary Lineker, here, we're just in the middle of this discussion. Good morning, by the way, if you're just joining us. It's the Nolan Show from the BBC. We're just in the middle of this discussion as to whether it is right that Gary Lineker is doing what he's doing. He's a high-profile, one of the faces of the BBC. He's the BBC's highest earner now. in the corporation, and he is against Brexit. And he is giving that personal view to millions of his followers. And some people are saying, hold on a moment, should a BBC presenter be doing this? The BBC are pointing out that Gary Lineker is not a news presenter. And they say that as such, any expression of his personal political views does not affect the BBC's impartiality. Doesn't it? He's one of the BBC's most high-profile faces. And where does this go next? So could people, I don't know, could there be a group of anti-Brexit BBC presenters who all get together? They do not work in the newsroom, and they use their profile generated, aided and abetted by the BBC. That's where they get their modern-day profile from, their employer, the BBC. Imagine if there was a group of BBC presenters that all got together in a campaign to stop something politically happening. Where would this end, Brendan Mulgrew?
Stephen, Gary Lineker, if he was making those views known slap bang in the middle of Match of the Day every Saturday night, you've got a fair point. But he's reading the BBC's own editorial principles. He's not a presenter of a news or a current affairs programme. He's entitled to make comment on issues outside news, outside of the area from which he has gained his profile, in this case, in sport.
So the BBC's Gary Lineker, can use his BBC profile to campaign against Brexit.
Well, I'm not sure that Gary Lineker would describe himself as the BBC's Gary Lineker. He may well think that he has a life outside of the BBC.
Working for other
broadcasters. In fact, he's a freelancer. But I know that in principle,
you think BBC, it's one and the same. It's one and the same thing. The issue here is
that it's the way that the audience receives the message. If I hear Gary Lineker speaking, and I'm not able to discern the fact that he's speaking in a personal capacity, I think I've got the problem, not Gary Lineker, and not the BBC.
Well, I think a lot of people will hear Gary Lineker say that, and they'll think that that's the BBC implicitly endorsing that view. Yeah, I really
think
that.
They would think that's the view of the BBC. Well,
would you say should or shouldn't? You know, but I think a lot of people will, because the BBC are letting him do this. They've said that. They said he's not breaking any editorial guidelines because he's a sports presenter, not news. So the BBC is saying, A-OK, Gary, you go ahead, you say all of that stuff, and it's no bother with us. Well, I think that that's going to, you know, already Remainers think the BBC is full of Brexiteers, and Brexiteers think the BBC is full of Remainers. The BBC has a very, very narrow line to walk in terms of staying as impartial and objective as possible. And for me, it's just going way off that line if Gary Lineker is allowed to say anything he likes.
But is it because he's a powerful presenter?
Yes,
this was a presenter on, I don't know, Radio Berkshire, Radio Stoke, Radio wherever, would they get away with it?
That would be different.
Oh my God, absolutely not. Oh, how so? I thought you said it was about free speech.
No, that's what I'm asking. How would that be different?
Well, the difference is that no one dares to touch Gary Lineker. No, he's too big. And that's a real problem at the BBC. We've seen all sorts of issues around that, where people get too big a star for you know, the talent, as they're known. The talent gets too big for any producer or editor to turn around and say, you know what, you better rein that in a bit because it just doesn't look good for the corporation as a whole.
So honestly, I mean, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it here, guys. Where does the line get drawn then? So if there's a presenter on Radio Norfolk who has 20,000 followers on Twitter, is that person allowed to give a view on Brexit?
My view would be that no presenter should be giving political views.
I think it would be very interesting to see how BBC management would react if all of the presenters outside of our news output started giving their political views to newspaper articles. You see, there's also an inconsistency here, Brendan, in that most BBC presenters are required to go through the BBC press office before they give interviews to newspapers. So has the press office approved Mr. Lineker's views?
But that's as far as I can get my take on Gary Lineker is from his Twitter feed. I doubt that he runs all of his tweets through the press office.
This also goes beyond Twitter. I mean, he's thrown his weight behind this People's Vote campaign, which is the cross-party group that's planning a summer of action to step up pressure on MPs to back a vote on the final Brexit deal. So it's not just about what he's sharing on Twitter. He's actually you know, he's actually endorsing an explicit...
Yes, that's true. And his endorsement of that wouldn't have gone through the press office either.
Here's Billy in Belfast. Morning, Billy.
Good morning. How are you doing, Stephen?
How are you doing, Billy?
I'm doing very well. Just the fact that you stated about the impartiality of the BBC.
Yes.
I sincerely believe the BBC hasn't been impartial for about 40 years. They're totally left-wing. They may do various, I'm sure, animal programs and dramas and stuff, which are all good. But anything on news, current affairs, political programs, it's always pumped out one way, and that's left-wing socialist.
You think?
I don't just think it. It's fact.
Fact.
There's not a Republican president of the United States has been demonized, has been victimized by the BBC, and you show me one or play something that where you have praised some Republican president in the last 40 years before he's even been in office.
Billy, thank
he's
you.
Been, he's been took down.
Thank you, Billy. John and Dungannon. Morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
Go ahead, John.
I fail to see where the big problem is in Gary Lineker airing his views on the Brexit thing, because he's an articulate fella, intelligent man. He's been about, he knows what way the world works, the same as any of the other people. Him earning his views, especially in the absence of a direction that we should be being given by our MPs, who are supposed to be the guys that do these things, and the normal public are just pulling their hairs out because one's saying this, one's saying that, and they're leading us up the garden path. So I'm actually happy to hear Gary Lineker coming out and earning his views. So I don't see any problem in it.
John, thank you very much indeed. Alex, good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Gary Lineker is about the only one, I don't care what anybody else thinks, he said what had to be said. The MPs are not saying it. Look, you've got Theresa May there. She took over from Cameron, who started the whole fiasco, which it is, in the first place. He said what needs to be said. It does need a rerun to get the proper opinion with the facts, which were never given, Stephen. Did you realise what the facts were, the pros and cons? No, the BBC can deal with Gary Lineker if they feel to do so. All this winding and rubbish about he should do this or not do that. The BBC have been, it's their business. If they want to get at him, let them get at him. But in the meantime, I applaud him for saying what needs to be said, because the MPs certainly haven't been.
Alex,
well, not many of them.
Thank you very much indeed.